1077 The Island, your station for real music variety. We were talking about Halloween. There's always that woman on the street that would put a penny or a nickel in your bag. And that's not what kids want. And then the lady next door does pencils. Oh, that was so frustrating.
Got to have them school supplies.
Brent with the Grand Island Hy-Vee is here. Why does it look like you have pizza?
It's because I do. Breakfast pizza, of course.
Hy-Vee does that?
Yeah.
I was unaware of this.
Yeah. Yeah. You can either take it home and bake it at your house, or we'll bake it for you. But if I remember right, 14 minutes in your oven, and you got a fresh breakfast pizza.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I still want a tour of your kitchens and where all this stuff goes down.
Where all the magic happens.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, don't come hungry.
What? Don't shop hungry?
Yeah. That is a mistake. That is a definite mistake. Grand Island Hy-Vee is Brent Grummert. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks
you know
for
what
having
that means? That means it's Friday.
That's right. Happy Friday to everybody.
Friday. Love the Fridays. Do you have, I know you have events coming up in October, but is it over for September? You got anything going on this week? Oh, Huskers tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll hopefully redeem themselves and put a W on the board.
That's an 11 a.m. kickoff.
Yeah, it's an early one.
That's too early to drink, even for me.
Fire.
Never before 11:15. You know that.
Okay, all right. So a minute or two into the first quarter. All right.
Precisely.
Yeah, as you said, Steve, I mean, events pretty much for September are over. But certainly wanted to draw back to October 12th. That's the Support Nebraska Day we've got going on. So we're looking for obviously area businesses supporting Grand Island local businesses, of course, businesses that are generated in Nebraska. But right now we're sitting a little over 30 businesses that'll be at our place, and they are building fast. So if you're looking for a spot, again, no charge to your business. We just like to have you out to support Grand Island, support us, obviously, and support yourself. But it's a good opportunity to introduce yourself, demo things, let people know what you sell, what you do in Grand Island. But again, we got spots outside, we got spots inside the store. You name it, call us, we'll take care of it. There's details on our Facebook page, Grand Island Hy-Vee Facebook. So yeah, we look forward to having you out.
That's the best way, Grand Island Hy-Vee on Facebook?
Yes. Yep. Yep. That's best way fantastic to see us. Yep.
Come up with the most creative events.
You should meet our team. It's not me. Our committee of six is they are fantastic. So
they are some trailblazers. That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm no Becky Homecky, but when I have to put on the apron and do a little something something at the house, yeah, it's I always have the best luck of finding unique and specialty items at your store. Mm-hmm. The cheeses, the whole deli section is just, I can't hardly get out of there, especially around the olives.
It's so impressive when you walk into that aisle, you say, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. And the bakery, and then all the specialty condiments you have. And then, then I always make it over to the liquor store, it seems like. But
well, you got to pair something with the cheese, right?
Yeah, it's a little wine with that. Yeah, it's always good. But gosh, you guys have such a fantastic selection.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question? Because I don't know how that your side of retail works. Does somebody walk up and down the aisle and say, okay, we need more canned peas? And like, do you order from supply? How does it all work?
I have a team of managers that, walk their various departments. So as Lori was talking about, like over in the cheese, I've got an individual that manages that department. I've got an individual that manages food service. So they're all kind of have their own little businesses within Hy-Vee that they take care of that. But most of our systems are designed, if you buy something, our computer picks it up and knows that, hey, we need to order more and takes care of it for us.
Nice.
Yeah.
The beauty of SKU numbers.
Absolutely.
The beauty of SKU numbers.
Yep.
Well, so, your team is heroes to me.
No, thank you.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Franz Man, One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.
You had mentioned Saturday, October 12th, Support Nebraska. Give me the Reader's Digest again, what that event is.
Yeah, so again, it's Support Nebraska. So again, from 10 to 2, and we're looking for area businesses to kind of take up spots in our business. We'll also have various demos going on from us as well. They'll all be designed for tailgating naturally, which is the big deal right now. It's just a design to meet those local businesses, the businesses that are in Nebraska, maybe not just in Grand Island, maybe York, maybe Kearney, maybe Hastings, Donovan, what have you. We're looking for those businesses again, just to show support for local businesses, because that's what it's all about. That's
it's
what,
a showcase.
Yep, absolutely.
That's, nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but back in like the 50s and 60s, was it like we didn't support each other as businesses? Weren't we just trying to take everybody down?
Typically, yes. Yeah, you're right. I wasn't alive then, Steve, but I...
No, I know.
But careful.
It just seems like everybody I meet, every business owner or manager from Grand Island are very supportive of literally their own competition.
Yes.
It's all about the local community. And I thought, well, I don't think that existed when I was a kid. We want to put our foot on your neck, you know? But well, I think that's great.
Yeah. Oh, that's the East Coast for you. That's how they live out there.
That might have been just because it was East Coast.
Yes.
Well, our mantra has always been support the community that supports us. So, you know, not only are we supporting local businesses, but I think most of you are aware that we do a lot of things in community. So we do a lot of donations. We have a lot of donation requests come in. And every donation request comes in, I'll tell you what, I'm 100% honest here. I mean, you maybe think I'm a politician here, but we take care of everything. I mean, there's not one that comes to our store that we don't say no. We take care of it. So.
I've seen that. In fact, I've mentioned it to other people. You seem to be involved in a lot. I think that's very admirable.
Yes.
You have something for Halloween.
We
should probably talk about it next month, but let's touch on the trunk or treat.
Yeah, just briefly. So again, that is Saturday. Excuse me, it's not a Saturday. If I apologize, it's October 24th, and I don't have a calendar in front of me. I can't remember which exactly day that was. But trunk or treat. So we're looking for businesses again to be involved to have a trunk to treat from. Again, in our parking lot, we'll probably take over some of TJ Maxx's parking lot. They're probably just finding out about that now, but I'll let them know. So.
Surprise!
But again, local businesses, obviously, you know, churches, anybody's more than welcome to come. It's obviously all about the kids. And again, a good opportunity to kind of introduce yourself to the public as well.
Halloween falls on a Thursday this year.
Okay.
So your event on the 24th is 1 week before Thursday.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, the event committee is probably going to kill me when I get back. But
are you still looking for people to be involved in that?
Yes. Yeah. We haven't quite announced yet, but this is the first announcement. We'll have things up on our Facebook page and details inside the store as well.
Do I get exclusivity when you have a big announcement to make?
Yes.
You don't go on the TV channel.
I come here. You guys know that.
This is it.
Steve, awesome. You can hand out pencils and pennies.
Yeah.
Just know you won't be the favorite if you do that.
I'm not asking to get egged. I already run that risk every day. Brent, thanks for coming in. It smells like pizza in here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to drop this off. You guys can enjoy it. It's for you guys.
Yay, we love Fridays.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you.
So far, this is not blowing my skirt up, gentlemen.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.